Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mate podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So the very first thing I want to talk about today is I want to let you guys know that I'm working on a new product for The Weight Mate, something that hopefully more or less revolutionizes the way we lose weight. And in order to do that, which obviously takes a lot of work and a lot of time, in order to do that, I could use every single bit of help that I can get. So if you have a little bit of money to spare, head on over to www.patreon.com/theweightmate and just see if there's any tier that you like and that you like the benefits of. And then, yeah, every little bit helps. So if you want to help out, I super duper appreciate it. Now, getting into the episode of today, which is the week 5 Q&A. So grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low calorie drink and, you know, really enjoy this podcast episode. I've chosen for a glass of orange juice, which is not low calories and it's not water, but what it is a drink for me to feel a lot better about myself, right? So if orange juice fits into my budget and it makes me feel happier, then that is a good choice, right? I'm not going to feel guilty about that because I will feel happier and it does fit into my budget, so that's great. So getting into question number one, I got this from a client yesterday or the day before, and they said, whilst I'm jogging or running, I get a burning feeling in my lungs. What's going on? So essentially, the thing that's going on here is that your body is kind of signaling that you don't have the stamina to kind of keep it up, right? The thing that's happening is your body's overexerting itself in order to try and produce enough energy for you to keep on running. Because what you gotta imagine is that when you start jogging or running, most people tend to aim for 1 to 2 kilometers or miles when they start out, or anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes when they start out. Do you really think it's realistic to start out with that when you have never ran for that long in your life, right? Imagine that, right? Imagine that you go to the gym and you want to start lifting weights and you instantly grab the 60-pound weight instead of just starting with 2 pounds or 5 pounds or whatever, right? That's kind of what's going on here, but the reason why it feels a lot worse is because 2 minutes of running, which is something, you know, most people can barely just achieve, 2 minutes of running, that feels really short, right? Because it's only 2 minutes. So what you need to do here, right, what I would recommend and what I recommended to this client is to start running slower, right? So instead of trying to run at a decent speed for the next 10, 15, 30 minutes, right, or the next 1 to 2 miles, I want you to run slowly, right, at a pace that doesn't instantly or pretty much after 100 or 200 meters completely exhaust you, so that you can actually hang in there for a longer amount of time, meaning you're going to burn more calories, meaning you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. Okay? And then the other thing I'd recommend, because essentially what's going on here is your body overexerting itself, make sure that you're paying attention to your form. As soon as you feel like your running is becoming sloppy, right, your jogging is becoming much more stampy and much more loose, I should say, I want you to just slow down, go into walking mode for a little bit, for 2 to 3 minutes, right? Regain some of your breath, and then start jogging again, right? Because I'm not expecting that anyone, like I said, I'm not expecting that anyone can run for 15 to 30 minutes right from when they start. Instead, I think it would make, well, me and many other people much prouder if you said, okay, I ran for 2 to 3 minutes, then I caught my breath for 2 to 3 minutes, and then I did that 6 times. Because then you've still gone out for quite a while, you've still burnt a ton of calories, but you're not making it uncomfortable for yourself, okay? So that's what I would recommend there if you're feeling this burning feeling. So question number two, and I saw this one quite a lot online recently, because I tend to answer a lot of questions on both Reddit and Quora. There was this person that asked, how do I lose face fat, right, quickly, right? And I always love when people say quickly. But I mean, in all honesty, you could replace face with belly fat, leg fat, arm fat, love handles, whatever, right? There's always going to be a question of people that are going to say, hey, I have this little belly and I want to get rid of it, but only the belly fat. But I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. When you're starting to lose weight, right, when you're losing the excess fat, that's what you're doing. Your body is not going to pick and choose which places it's going to get the fat from. It's going to go all over the place, right? It's going to burn a little bit of leg fat. It's going to burn a little bit of stomach fat. It's going to burn a little bit of face fat. And as you progress and as your weight starts dropping, that's when you're going to start seeing the differences in all those different places, because you don't want to start losing weight, only lose weight in your stomach, for example, but then still have fat legs and a fat face. No one wants that. But when these questions are asked, you have people that only see this one part of their body that they're not happy with, and so they only want to work on that part of their body. But that's not how that works, right? So I'm afraid when you ask yourself the question, how do I lose face fat, leg fat, belly fat, whatever fat, just simply start losing weight. Start applying the theory and the strategies that I've shared with you on this podcast, right? Episode 7 of this podcast is a great one for that, but also all the episodes before that and all the episodes after that, all episodes are great. You know, start using the theory in those episodes, and then you will start losing weight, and then you'll see that your body takes care of dividing the fat more or less equally. Okay? So if you want to lose any kind of that fat, start using those theories, start using that practice, and trust me, you will lose the fat you're looking to lose. Question number 3 brings us to a bit of a different corner. And the question was, how do I reach a level of focus and determination to lose weight? Well, it's, I don't think I can share a approach in which, you know, you can copy the amount of determination that I had or that someone else had in your life that's lost a lot of weight, because I don't think I had a lot of focus or determination. I don't think I do now. And honestly, I think it is the wrong approach to assume that you need a ton of focus and determination in order to lose weight. Instead, what I would say is you're trying too hard, right? You're putting so much pressure and so much effort into this weight loss attempt that the stakes become so high, that failure becomes so detrimental, that you're actually hindering yourself, right? So instead, if you really want to lose weight, right, and you're really focused and you're really determined to lose weight, just make one small change every single day, right? Just, you know, instead of choosing to eat a whole bag of crisps on a day, choose to eat 2 apples, right? Even if that doesn't necessarily fit into your budget, at least you're getting a lot more vitamins and minerals than you were before, right? And that's one choice. If that's the only choice you make for the next year, you'll at the very least feel a lot better and a lot less bloated a lot of the time, okay? So the question of how do I reach a level of focus and determination to lose weight, my answer would be stop trying so hard, okay? Just one change at a time, stay comfortable, and you will get there, okay? And with that, we've pretty much ran through all 3 of the questions pretty much in record time for some reason. To be honest, I just hope that this helps with your weight loss journey, right? Keep weighing once a week, stick to your calorie budget 90% of the time. If you're going out for a party or something, make sure to wear a mask. That's one thing. But just, you know, have some fun. Stick to your maintenance budget instead, right? And you'll get there. Trust me. Okay? And if you're having some difficulty, again, feel free to reach out either through Instagram or Twitter over on @TheWeightMates or through email over on Christopher@TheWeightMates.com, and I'll be happy to help out. Beyond that, I want to thank you very much for listening and hope that you have a great day.